Welcome into the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley, joined for the first time with Parker Klitsky, who is a senior golfer on the Augustana men's golf team. Parker, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
First, let's just kind of talk about, I guess, you've been here at Augie. You know, you're a senior now. You've got to play on a bunch of different golf courses throughout your career, and obviously before Augie, you've golfed forever. When you're, you know, playing for Sioux Falls Lincoln, talk about maybe the most challenging golf course you've played on, and what makes that course so challenging.
The most challenging golf course that I've played on for college golf was in Monkey Island, Oklahoma. It's a weird little town. There's really nothing there other than the golf course. And the golf course itself sits on one of the most hilly properties I've ever seen in my life. And so there's lots of up and down. The greens are fast. And the week that we played it, we just happened to have 20 to 30 mile an hour winds the entire time. And so that made that golf course really difficult, because not only was it hilly, fast greens and wind, but at the same time, I wasn't necessarily playing my best golf. And so you combine all those things together, and it makes a golf course like that very, very difficult. And so whenever you play in a tournament, you want to, you know, easy golf courses are nice. It boosts your confidence. You can make a lot of birdies, but you want to play well on those difficult golf courses, because that shows that that work that you've put in is paying off, and that you can, you know, hold up to the toughest test. And, you know, when you play courses like that and you don't play well, it's kind of a punch in the gut. But it's fun to play those golf courses at the same time.
Your brother, Henry, is on a cross-country and track and field team. I guess, how does that feel, just to have your brother competing at Augustana? I know you guys are, you know, not the same age, but
right.
Just to kind of keep that family tradition alive, I guess.
Yeah, so it's kind of been an interesting journey for him. He was a baseball player growing up, and then he decided he didn't want to do that. And my dad loved baseball, and so he was really disappointed. My brother's like, you know, I'm going to run. And my dad's like, why would you do that? But it's something that he really enjoys. He kind of got a later start to it than a lot of the other kids who are on the cross-country team. And so I think for him, as his career progresses, he has the potential to, you know, he has a higher ceiling than a lot of other kids, I would say. You know, he hasn't fully explored where he can and can't go in the sport, which is kind of cool for him. And so being able to watch him through that journey, at least a little bit while I'm still here, is nice. You know, we're 3 years apart, and so you don't, I mean, even when we were in high school, you know, we only had the 1 year in high school, which when we're that age, you know, we're still, you know, he's so much, you know, not as far along mm-hmm. in his development as an athlete as I was being a senior in high school at that point. But now, you know, in college, that gap shrinks a lot. You know, freshmen aren't necessarily so far behind seniors.
Right.
And so, you know, seeing him compete with, you know, guys who are 22 years old is really cool.
You mentioned that you guys were 3 years apart, and you don't necessarily play the same sports, but do you ever get him on the course, golf course at all? And
he really enjoys golfing. He doesn't golf with me a ton because he's so competitive that
yeah.
he just doesn't want to lose. But, you know, it's the same way with me for running. One, I don't like to run.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really chooses to run unless you're, you know, trying to get in shape or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're really competitive. We both played basketball at one point in our career, so that's usually where our battles take place. Is we'll meet each other in the driveway occasionally to shoot some hoops and, you know, throw the football or baseball around occasionally. But on the golf course, we usually try and keep it fun, because, you know, he realizes he can't beat me, and when running, I realize I can't beat him.
Joined by Parker Klitsky, a senior men's golfer for the Augustana men's golf team here on the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Parker, you had an awesome junior season, almost making a run at Nationals, and you've had just a really successful career here at Augustana overall. Just talk about how you've been able to manage that success throughout your career.
So my freshman and sophomore years, you know, I was playing well, not awesome, but you know, I knew I was almost there. And so going into my junior year, you know, it wasn't necessarily expected that I was going to play that way, but, like, you know, any good athlete, they kind of have that feeling, you know, in their gut, in their mind, that, you know, hey, you know, there's something special coming along. You know, you feel when you're starting to play the way you want to play. And so I was kind of able to prepare for some of the success that way. You know, it wasn't necessarily, oh, man, I'm playing great out of the blue. There's a lot of things that come with it. You know, it's not only just getting interview requests and making the bigger tournaments to get national coverage and stuff like that, but you know, it's the little things. You know, you go to your home golf course, you know, for me in Sioux Falls, and everybody there, you know, even if you don't know who they are, they know who you are, and they're saying congrats, you know, good luck, I hope you make it to nationals. You know, and every time you go to a tournament with other NSIC schools there, they recognize that you're the one from the conference that year that has the opportunity to go someplace. And you know, it's an interesting dynamic, because usually, you know, they're not rooting against you, but they're your competitors. And then all of a sudden they're all, you know, hey, best of luck, we'll be following, you know, keep us updated, you know, for the guys who I have their phone number for and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, balancing all that, you know, it's a lot of pressure. Obviously you can't really think about it that way. And then you're getting interview requests and, you know, people who have a high stature at your school, you know, other coaches, athletic directors, people like that who are, you know, really, you know, egging you on. It's like, hey, we want you to do this, it's going to be great. And you love all that support, but at the same time, you know, it kind of weighs on you. And so
yeah.
I think overall I was happy with the way I handled it. You know, it's easy to get cocky and, you know, start feeling pretty full of yourself. And I tried to do my best to not let that happen.
What's the biggest difference in golf and playing versus, you know, in the fall versus the spring? I mean, obviously, I know this spring, very challenging weather conditions.
Yeah.
With the snow and stuff we got in April. But other than that, you know, on a good spring, what's the biggest difference?
So the biggest difference between fall and spring is, for the fall season, you are coming off of 4 months of summer where you played golf every day. You are in good golfing shape. You know, your swing is probably where you want it. You've got a good feel for the greens. The conditions have been good. So you've gotten a lot of good practice. And, well, the thing is, in the fall, so is everybody else. You're not the only one. Everybody's coming off of an entire summer of playing golf. In the spring season, which, and I think I took a really good advantage of this my junior year. I didn't do so much this year because I went to London over J term. But in the spring season, the players who play well on average are the ones who put in the most work during the off season. You can tell who practiced a lot, who hit the weight room, you know, who was dedicated to the process. And so that is where you find separation in the spring. You know, everybody's going to have less, you know, on average, less good rounds in the spring, just because, you know, in the NSIC we're all under
yeah.
snow.
Yeah.
But that being said, the players who play well, the ones who, you know, make a move in the spring, are the ones who have prepared themselves over the winter. And there's only so much you can do. You know, everybody goes somewhere over spring break, or, you know, the lucky kids who have the financial ability go somewhere and play. But you know, every campus has something there, you know, whether it's hitting nets, everywhere has a weight, you know, everybody's got weight rooms and training programs, so you can really tell who put in the extra work above and beyond what everybody else was doing.
Do you think if you go to, like, you know, when you're practicing in the spring, when the weather's not, you know, an opportune time to go outside, can you go to, like, a Golf Addiction or something and practice there? Will that
mm-hmm.
translate, do you think, well?
Yeah, so a lot of times we get, you know, we have a fairly good relationship with places like Golf Addiction, or Great Life has simulators there as well. A lot of times when we go in there, we don't necessarily play rounds of golf. We'll just hit on the range mode,
mm-hmm.
driving range mode, I guess you could say, and it just, you know, it just shows you the ball flight, gives you numbers, and that's really, you know, pretty equivalent to hitting on the driving range. It's not fully accurate. Sometimes those machines are a little goofy, but, you know, in general, you can see which direction you're hitting the ball. You can see, you know, in general, what your spin rates are and all that stuff, which for golf nerds, which are usually people who play college golf and
yeah.
stuff like that, that stuff's really helpful.
At what moment did you just decide, you know, this probably goes back to when you were a kid, but when did you decide, hey, I want to play golf, like, this is what I want to pursue, like, in college? And
so for me, that was kind of like I talked about earlier with my brother. It was an interesting process. So I played baseball and basketball and a little bit of football all the way until I was 13 years old. And the summer when I was 13, when I played baseball, I just had a miserable year. That's kind of the age where kids start to throw the ball
yeah.
a lot harder,
yeah.
and kids who hit the balls hit them a lot harder. And so I had a couple, you know, I was a pitcher. I had a couple scares on the mound. I got hit by some line drives a couple of times and hit by pitches while I was batting. And so I really realized, you know, hey, maybe baseball's not for me. You know, that's not what I want to do. And so I'd always played golf, but I've never taken it serious. I'm like, well, maybe, you know, I'll make that a bigger part of my life. And, you know, as I was 13 and then 14, you know, it just as the years progressed, it became a bigger and bigger part of my life. And eventually, you know, I had to give up basketball, you know, just the height thing was not working out for me. And so at that point, you know, it became the only sport that I did. And from there, it was, you know, full bore ahead. I was all in. I'm like, this is my one chance. I'm going to give it everything I've got. And I had great influences around me, great role models, my teammates in high school. Every single one of them went on to play college golf at some level. And so having that type of atmosphere around you when you're trying to develop as a player is really helpful.
Joined by Parker Klitzke here on the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Your senior banquet earlier in the year. Talk about being a student athlete at Augustana overall. What's what that has meant to you?
Being a student athlete at Augie, it's a very small student body. There's only 2,000 or so students here, and so I think I saw a stat one time. You know, almost half or over half of the students at Augie are student athletes
mm-hmm.
of some sort or another,
mm-hmm.
And so. Being part of that, it's almost a brotherhood or a family, I guess you could say. You know, golfers were not football players, but I feel like at a lot of bigger schools, you know, there's a very big distinction, and football players don't necessarily talk to golfers or vice versa. And that's, you know, nothing against the football team, but it's just kind of a stigma.
Yeah.
And so I think at Augie, it's not that way. You know, I've got a lot of friends on the football team, basketball team, golf, tennis. You know, we're all a family. You know it. And so it's something that I've been happy to be a part of. And even in the community, there's alumni who, you know, I play with people in summer tournaments every night. Oh, yeah, I'm an Augie alum. I play golf there in the 90s. Or, you know, I played football and baseball at Augie in the 70s. You know, you meet people all the time. And so being able to, you know, now say that I'm going to be an alumnus and say that, you know, I was a part of that family and hopefully help out other student athletes along the way with their journeys is something that I'm very proud of to be a part of and looking forward to in the future.
Last question for you, Parker. What's the best advice you would give to any golfer looking to play college golf at any level?
The biggest advice I can give is definitely be your own advocate. You know, you're going to have college coaches and maybe even your high school coach, hopefully not, but you're going to have college coaches tell you you're not good enough. You can't play here, you can't do this, you can't do that, because, you know, you're not necessarily what we're looking for. You know, going into college, I had a couple D1 programs who kind of led me on there. You know, I didn't realize it at the time, but, you know, they saw me as, all right, well, I want this kid, but if I can't get him, I'm going to fall back on Parker. You know, he's good, but he's not what we're looking for. Well, you know, don't settle. You know, it's okay to go and play Division II, Division III, NAIA golf. You know, where you play doesn't necessarily, you know, make a difference for where you end up. There's professional golfers who come out of Division II, NAIA, Division III all the time. 2 weeks ago during the World Golf Championship match play, the winner of the normal tour event that week, so the person who wasn't in the World Golf Championships, just the regular tour event, was a Division II golfer, Bryce Garnett. He played at Missouri Western. And so you can make it from anywhere. So just be your own advocate. You know, always believe in yourself. And if a coach tells you you're not good enough, be like, all right, you know, sorry you're missing out on this opportunity. You know, just keep trucking. Always don't ever let that determine, you know, your level of success.
It's Parker Klitzke from the Augustana men's golf team on the Viking Voices podcast. Parker, thanks a lot.
Thank you.